Coming up,
the stock market is going up and it's going down. What does it mean for the economy? What does it mean for the stock market? What does it mean for the Fed?
Your Money Matters has you covered all week long. Money Beat Monday, Stock Talk Tuesday, Wealth Wednesday, Heard on the Street Thursday, and Financial Free for All Friday. Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Ambition comes with earbuds. Now, Money Beat.
It is October. The leaves are turning. The seasons are changing. We are talking today with Telus Demos, Maureen Farrell, Stephen Grosser. I am Paul Vigna. Let's do our quick little 5-minute roundup here, folks. It's interesting because, you know, I think you look at Telus, something you're an expert in, the IPO market. You look at something we're all familiar with, the jobs market. You look at the economy. And I think you can paint a picture of where the economy is right now, don't you, Stephen Grosser?
Well, I would say, to sort of correct your tease, the markets are going up in October. The economy doesn't seem to be following.
The market was going down Friday morning.
Friday morning, and then it reversed.
So, right.
I mean, Friday was a stunning reversal.
Yes.
I mean, it was, a total of like 400, more than 400 points.
More than 400
reversal from
points,
its, you know, right. low point, you know. After the jobs report that literally very few people could say find anything positive say, you know, in that report. I mean, the wages were down, the revisions were all down. And that also is like, let's also point out the revisions in August were down. And what's interesting about August is August had historically over the last 10 years seen, like, I think it was 60 or 65,000 revision, you know, upwards. On average, and you know, to see a big revision downwards was, you know, from a number that was just sort of right in the middle, it's not a good sign.
No,
at least for the jobs market.
Right, at least for the jobs market. I mean, again,
and that's complicating the Fed's, you know, what the Fed does.
And I think we're kind of in this state where, you see this. Look, the market jumps up for no really good discernible reason. It falls for no good discernible reason. It's going back and forth a lot. The jobs market looks like it's slowing down, but it's not in terrible shape. The IPO market, I mean, companies are going public, but it's certainly not boom time. We really are stuck in this channel, it feels like, right now.
Well, I think the big issue is that the equity market, you don't have an alternative to the equity market. You might not like stocks right now.
Well, you have alternatives.
You don't like any
of them.
Right.
None of them are giving
you always have alternatives.
There's a hole in the ground. There's lighting it on fire.
There's
all kinds of different
options.
There's
a mattress.
Mattress. Putting it in a mattress, burying it, lighting it on fire. That's my preferred move. But the point is that you don't have an alternative to equities. And as unattractive as they are, and I think that one thing we haven't talked about is coming into earnings season. Earnings season is going to stink. The last couple earnings seasons have stunk. And that, I think, is where the Fed is really stuck, is it can't stimulate the economy anymore. It's run through that cycle of allowing companies to lever up, buy back stock. I mean, you're seeing the last vestiges of it in the form of, you know, GE. You know, every company that hasn't yet done that, borrow money to buy back stock, is being pushed to do that. So you're just kind of running out of runway here for equities, but there's nowhere else to put them. You can't put them in fixed income investments because they're not yielding anything. You certainly can't put them overseas because whatever's going on here, it's 10 times worse over there. There's just nothing else to do with it. So you're going to sell to do what with it? That's, I think, why we're just in this holding period.
Yeah. At a corporate level, Maureen, do you see the same kind of thing where companies aren't exactly sure, you know, I mean, most corporates have more money than most people, but is there the same kind of thing, you know, like, do we go out and make a deal now, hurry up and get something done, or do you hold back, or, you know, what do you see on that front?
I mean, I think they have been more apt right now to go out and make deals. I mean, we've seen so much consolidation in so many different sectors. I mean, we're nearing all-time highs. We could cross the threshold this year. So, I mean, that is one area, and that has been sort of helping the equities markets too until recently. I mean, for most of the last few years, we saw every time a company went out and bought another company, the acquirer's stock would rise dramatically. We've seen a weird reversal in that in the last few weeks, that investors are starting to get a little bit skittish and saying, you know, I don't know if we like this deal. We're not sure. We're not just going to automatically bless the fact that you bought a company now.
Right.
So that's an interesting reversal.
But also, I mean, one of the interesting things that sort of dominated M&A this year is, and it shows a lack of kind of imagination. I mean, companies have been buying companies in their sector because, you know, there's no growth. Like, what they're doing is they're buying market share because that's the only place to grab growth. You can't just grow organically, and or the companies are struggling to grow organically, so they're grabbing market share. Once one company does that, every other company in that sector is sort of creating a rush. I mean, we've seen that in healthcare, which is dominated. We've seen that in sort of the tech telecom area as well, that have seen big level of M&A and energy as well.
Yeah. All right. Let's leave it there. Hope you folks enjoyed this. If you want more, you can go to the full Money Beat podcast, which you can find on iTunes and on the WSJ.com. I am Paul Venia. Bye.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.